Before we wrap up today, we're going to get a bit of an audio lesson from our show's director, Richard Chin Kui, who is also the interim director of programming and promotion here at WGCU, has the Yanny Laura Laurel conundrum across your ears yet. I mean, it's the latest version of the blue dress, gold dress phenomenon that went viral a few years back. Richard loves all things audio and all things random and geeky, so we had him do a few experiments with some of our staff members, and he joins us now to debrief what he uncovered. Richard, it's great to have you on this side of the glass.
Hey, Julie, thanks for having me.
I saw this last night on Twitter and listened to it and thought, I cannot wait to talk to Richard tomorrow morning and see what he thinks of this thing. What did you think?
I think it's really cool. I think it's an opportunity for people to understand some things that you can understand audio in a way that is usually kind of esoteric and weird and geeky, like you mentioned, but it makes it kind of apparent. So that's neat. I think before we talk about it more, we're going to have to hear it. So I've got audio here. This is the audio that is dividing families across America. So it's going to be looped six times, and you're going to see if you hear Yanny or Laurel.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel. Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
What'd you hear, Julie?
Totally Laurel.
Yeah. So right now I'm hearing Laurel too. And there are people screaming into their at the radios.
And I'm looking through the glass and in our control room, people are like, what? You've got two people saying Yanny.
Right. So this has divided the nation, the internet, around close to 50-50. It's actually a little favoring Laurel, but it's pretty much down the middle. And even here at the station, I grabbed a bunch of staff members and played it for them. And so we're going to play a montage here of different people reacting to it and what they heard.
Definitely Yanny.
Laurel.
Yanny.
Yanny.
Laurel.
Laurel. Still.
Laurel.
Yanny.
There's a little bit of Laurel on the back of the Yanny there at the top.
I hear the frequencies changing, but it still sounds like Laurel.
Still Yanny, yeah.
Am I supposed to have heard something different? It's Laurel.
I don't know. You guys got different ears than I got.
It is so weird. I'm sitting there. I was sitting there next to my daughter listening to it from the same speaker on my cell phone. She was hearing Yanny and I was hearing Laurel. There's been some debate on Twitter saying that old people hear Laurel and young people hear Yanny.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point. As we get older, we stop being able to hear some frequencies, usually the higher pitched ones. And that does play into what people hear differently, but it's not the whole story. So I did some sleuthing on this, and the original audio for Laurel is from vocabulary.com for their definition of a Laurel, like what you would wear on your head.
Uh-huh.
If you play the sound clip for it, that's it, like you're hearing it. And so I grabbed that, and I was kind of analyzing it and seeing, you know, how they got this other word jammed into it. And it's not the original audio. It's for Laurel it is, but there's something else that was mixed in with it. And then the frequencies of each part, of each piece of audio, were emphasized and de-emphasized. So basically you can hear one part of this thing while your ears are picking up the other part and ignoring it. I've actually got that here as well. I took the same piece of audio, that loop that we heard at the beginning, and the first three – I bumped up the low end and erased the high end, and then I did the opposite for the second three. The high end is emphasized. For a lot of people who hear this, this is going to be a breakthrough moment because they're going to hear three Laurels and three Yannies. If you hear one thing six times, then you're in the minority, but that can happen. So let's hear that.
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Yanny. Yanny. Yanny.
Did you hear six Laurels?
No, I got Laurel, 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 Yanny, Yanny, Yanny.
Right. So this difference in EQ lets you pick up the different parts of the same audio where these two words are living. So that question about age, you know, as you lose the ability to hear a higher pitch sound, you might lean towards Laurel because you're not hearing the part that says Yanny in the audio. But it's actually there's actually two pieces of audio in there. And I know this because I took that Laurel from vocabulary.com and I pass it through that filter, and it's very different than what we just heard. It almost goes away when you take away all of the – so it's there's something else that was added for this thing that's been tweeted.
Is there another thing also that could be with the speaker quality? Because I held my phone with my Twitter,
yeah,
and then I had Twitter on my desktop, mm-hmm, and I heard – Yanny from my desktop, but I heard Laurel from my phone, and it was playing from the same
tweet. Yeah, how you're listening to it can definitely make a difference because the same reason, different frequencies from different speakers, or your headphones might have different responses than your speakers do. Even distance, some speakers, if you move them further away from you, will, mm-hmm, sound like the other word. So they're both in there. Now, that EQ shift – I played that for Tara Callaghan and Rachel Iacovone, and they both started on one, heard the difference, and then couldn't hear that one again. And this, to me, is why this is a little more interesting than the dress, because, mm-hmm, like, you can actually show someone both, and then their brain, like, flips. So first we're going to hear Tara, and then Rachel.
Oh, God. This is like the dress, isn't it?
Yanny. Yeah. Well, then I hear Yanny and then Laurel. Now it's Laurel. Laurel a million times. So I totally heard Yanny, then Laurel, 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 Laurel. So now I feel crazy.
Definitely Yanny. And I feel like, yeah, this is the dress all over again, because I don't think that's going to change. Okay. Yeah. So I'm hearing Laurel now. But okay, so this is the same thing. Yeah, now, of course, I'm hearing Laurel. And I really don't hear Yanny at all now. Are you sure? Yeah, it's like completely gone.
It's so funny because it's like now there's a sociological thing happening now. You're wondering about your perception, your ability to edit your own hearing.
Yeah.
And override what is actually being what's happening for real.
It does seem like the first thing you hear is really heavily influences your ability to hear it differently. I'll tell you that when I was in my office building that 3-3 version, I could hear it clearly, like Laurel's 3, Yanny 3, right? When we played it just now in the studio, I heard 6 Laurels. Just 3 high-pitched ones. So even stepping away from it and coming back will give you something different sometimes. So I think the bottom line on this particular phenomena is that both words are in the audio. Both words are there. And you hear kind of what you want to hear in it, or what your brain picks out of the gates.
I don't know how many people want to hear Yanny.
Well, fair enough.
And here he is.
And here he is. It can change. What you hear can change. And it just depends on how you're hearing it and what your brain sticks with.
It's just, and it also, yeah, it's a good lesson not to get mad and call other people crazy if they don't hear the same thing you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. The teaching moment. Thanks so much, Richard.
My pleasure. Thanks, Julie.
I want to also thank my earlier guests, Janet Bartos from the Lee County Homeless Coalition and Christine Welton from the Hunger and Homeless Coalition of Collier County, and also Mike Flanders, who's the CEO of the Edison and Ford Winter Estates in downtown Fort Myers. Our show today was produced by Mike Nyree and Rachel Iacovone. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.